The first place we went was Cape York Park in Queensland, which is about 600 miles north of Sydney. In the woods, you can find the animal that everybody has in mind when he or she thinks of Australia. Just look at this photo. Isn't it cute sitting there in its tree? These animals sleep most of the day. In fact, they are extremely lazy. Did you know that they don't need to drink? They get all the water they need from the green leaves that they eat. Quite near to where I took the koala photo, I saw the animal on this photo here. It is a very special bird called kookaburra. They like sitting on bushes and trees near the water. They catch fish and little insects, and you can hear their loud noise all over the place. Australians call them laughing birds. In the rivers at Cape York Park, there was one more exciting animal, the saltwater crocodile. I saw one on a riverbank, but I'm sorry, I can't show you a picture because it was too far away to take a photo. They are quite dangerous. Every year, some careless or unlucky people get killed by them, so of course I didn't want to get any closer. A fully grown saltwater croc can be up to 6 meters long and is very fast when it's hungry. But these crocodiles are not the most dangerous animals in Australia. I think it is this animal here. I took its photo in Canberra Zoo. It's a taipan, the deadliest snake of all. Its poison is so strong that one bite could kill 200 people. Just imagine. This here is another zoo photo. Australians call this strange animal platypus. Doesn't it look funny? A bill like a bird, but it lives in the water and is an excellent swimmer. What is so special is that they don't give birth to babies, but lay eggs. They are very rare. You would have to be very lucky to see one in nature. Some people say that there are only a few hundred of them left. Maybe now you are asking yourself, what about kangaroos? Well, you see them everywhere. This one here was at the side of the road watching the tourist take its photo. I think it almost seemed to enjoy the photo session. We also wanted to visit a farm where they breed emus, the large birds that don't fly but can run faster than a man. But we didn't have the time to do that. Anyway, Australia is such a fascinating place that I will certainly visit it again some other time.